Dr. Yvonne Belay, State Humane Officer and Staff Epidemiologist with DADCAP.
Dr. Belay, the dangers of leaving an animal in a car, why is that such a bad idea, and how quickly can that become fatal?
Well, it's a very bad idea because the animals overheat very quickly, and if it's to a serious enough extent, you can cause major organ damage and even death in the animal.
And I was interested to read that animals who have had heat stroke previously are at greater risk of suffering from this again.
Yes, that's true. There seems to be an increased sensitivity in animals that that have suffered heat stress or heat stroke in the past, and that is true. They will succumb easier in future events.
Thursday is projected to be uncomfortable, certainly not even the sort of day that I enjoy too much, but it can be stressful for pets. What are the most important things that owners need to keep in mind, you know, when they are leaving the pet at home for the day?
Well, it's best to keep them in a cool area. Access, for instance, to a basement is often a good thing, or in an area where they can be in a shaded area if they're outside, have access to water at all times, of course. Needing good ventilation in situations if they're kept in an enclosure, they definitely need to have good ventilation in that area. So I think keeping them in the shade, keeping them as cool as possible, and complete access to water at all times are very important.
Yeah, we leave our dog. He stays out in front under there. We have a big hangover over the front of the garage. It never gets sunny under there, so we leave him there along with his water, and he seems to be pretty happy. But I've noticed when he's in the backyard, it doesn't take long for him to get uncomfortable, and I guess that's what's surprised me as to how quickly the warm temperatures and particularly being out in the sun can have him looking uncomfortable.
Yes, that's very true, because we have to keep in mind that dogs in particular are different than humans. They don't perspire like we do. They don't sweat when it gets hot. They have to respire and get rid of heat through their panting. And you can see how much the panting will increase as the temperature increases. And there can reach a point where the dog just cannot get rid of enough heat by doing that, and that's when the problems set in.
And are cats susceptible to this as well?
They are. The difference with cats typically is that they're free to find places that are a little more comfortable for them. However, that doesn't apply if we were to, for instance, keep a cat locked in a car on a hot day. It would also suffer severe effects.
Doctor, I think I've got enough to go with here. Anything else particularly relevant that we need to touch on?
Well, if I could just ask people to keep in mind that summer looks like it's definitely going to be here, and we need to be very cognizant and of thinking about the issues with our pets. And even though we want to be outside and have them with us, we need to make sure that we're taking care of their needs.
One last thing: exercise on a hot day, a day like we're going to have tomorrow. I mean, is that definitely a no-no?
That's definitely a no-no. Exercise, of course, is important, but not in these kind of heat and humidity conditions.